1961, an exciting year for show business. A year for exciting young stars in the making. Cliff Richard, Cilla Black, Pete Murray, and the Bay City Rollers. But most exciting of all, it is to this Liverpool cellar that agents and impresarios are rushing to hear an exciting new group. It is, of course...
Here they are, Wax. The Bootles.
What you got there, Ringo?
Eleanor Rigby. What is all this?
Hey, shall we give it a try?
Why not?
Ladies and gentlemen, the confirmed bachelors.
All around me there is silence.
I hear the mission bells above.
The extremes. It's the three.
Try and give the public something new, don't we? Something original.
They don't want to know.
You've got to give the public what they want.
Oh, yeah. Tell you what the public don't want. They don't want real talent. I mean, all the greats, all the real greats, they all end up here, you know.
Oh, John, Eric.
Honestly, I truly believe that the public prefer cheap imitations to the real thing. I'll prove it. How about Segovia here, eh? No point in giving the public Segovia, is there? Because the public don't want Segovia. They prefer Duane Eddy.
Well, Segovia doesn't have a twangy guitar, does he?
Oh, do me a favour. Now, Strixie Hoodie. Listen to that. Still fiddling up a storm, he is. Yet, you never hear your Hoodie on Music Through Midnight, do you? Oh, no, no. Every time you turn that on, you get Joe Mr. Violin Henderson, don't you?
Who?
Joe Mr. Anyway, the point is you never hear your Hoodie. How about Ravi? Ravi? Genius? He is a genius? Never make it, though. Nah. Not unless he joins the cast of Taint Half Hot, Mum. It's on a silly voice. Oh, my goodness me. Oh, God, blame me. What? Humiliating, isn't it? Very nice.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you very much indeed, sir.
Yes, well, anyway, the point is, we are living in the age of the easy rip-off. Cheap imitations, meaningless gimmicks. That's what the public wants.
And that is what we are going to give them.
Oh, great!
We are going to be the super group of all time in here. I've got the secrets of our success. Look at that. Donny Osmond's teeth.
Look, the Bay City Rollers trousers. Elton John's glasses.
Oh, yes. And Kojak's hair.
Gary Glitter's chest?
Alvin Stardust's glove? Roy Wood's makeup? The Rubette's cap? The Womble's feet? And Lindsay DePaul's dress!
Now what?
All right, Rooty-tooty, here we go. It's the concert of the millennium. The goodies have hired Wembley Stadium. From all over the country, extra police have been drafted. Wow, that's really uptight and out of sight. And with millions of eager fans wanting to see the goodies, there's going to be no trouble with the crowds. Because the police inside the stadium are making sure that nobody, but nobody, will be allowed in.
Gentlemen, constables, sergeants, special branch, superintendents, inspectors, deputy chief controllers, rozzers, blondes, fuzz, etc., etc. Here they are. The goodies!
Yeah!
thing. I think you move me.
But I want to know for sure.
Come on, hold me tight. Oh. Mm-hmm. Yes, you move me.
Goodies smash. Move over rollers. Goodies raking it in. Britain deeper in debt. Trade figures worsen. Pound falls to lowest ever. Goodies to get OBEs.
I don't like the rain.
Rain? What rain? I see no rain. This is the sunniest day of my life. Let's mingle.
Hey! Hey! Dear Graham, why are they all so miserable?
These are the people whose shoulders must bear the burden of this country's tragic state.
Oh. Oh, well, no wonder he's crying.
Oh, dear, that's not helping, is it?
All right, they're all at it now. Stop it! Stop that!
Well, I don't care. I'm smiling.
This is it! She's coming!
Troubled times, it still gives me great pleasure to present for your services to the British music industry three OBEs. I'm sure you've earned a hell of a lot, so my government and I will be...
I'm sure she was trying to tell us something just before she went down.
Yeah, I think.
Hey, hold it, hold it. Look, Prime Minister.
Hi there. What can we do for you, sir? Fair enough, yeah.
What's he say? Come on, what's he say?
Well, he says, as we're the only organisation in the country making any money, they're going to nationalise us. Oh, that means they're going to take 90% of our income.
and the rest goes in tax. Oh, yes. And as official national pop group, the Pop Group Laureate, it'll be our duty to... Our duty, cheer this rotten, miserable country up.
No sooner said than done.
What?
Come on, everybody, let's bounce for Britain!
Better get ready.
You better get to it. Gotta do it.
Bounce.
Come along.
Bounce. Bounce.
Everybody bounce.
Bounce.
Let me see you
bounce.
Can you bounce.
Bounce.
Come along.
Talking, of course, about the bounce, the dance that's become so infectious that really nobody can resist it. Once you start bouncing, it's impossible to stop. It's already officially become the most serious problem since the Black Death. It's got to stop. But how? Even now, industry is totally disrupted. The Yorkshire coalfields have almost bounced to a halt as miners claim that bouncing has increased the dangers of their work. Shop stewards have advocated a bounce to rule, and dockers are bouncing out in sympathy. And so the sad fact seems to be that the country is bouncing to the brink of disaster.
Oh, we've just received film of this statement from the Prime Minister.
I give up, Geronimo!
Now look what you've done.
And so the country went to the polls.
Good evening. Throughout the day, candidates have been getting in their last-minute canvassing. Favourites last week were, of course, the Goodies, representing the Bouncing Party. However, their appeal seems to be waning this week, particularly among the older folk who seem to be going for the less strenuous style of the waltzers. While we mustn't entirely rule out the chances of some of the more extremist groups, like the Max Walls. Anyway, for an up-to-date prediction of the outcome, over to Robert McKenzie.
Swing to the left, swing to the right, honor your partner and swing all night.
Thank you, Robert. The first result should be coming in any second now, which is for the highly significant seat of Hammersmith Palais.
And the real news here is the last-minute emergence of the only non-dancing party in the election. And there's the candidate now. As I'm sure is quite clear, this party advocate no dancing of any kind. In fact, no movement whatsoever. And they are, in fact, quite literally standing for Parliament. There have been some rather unsporting accusations that they consist largely of plastic dummies. But their candidates have strongly denied this. Anyway, I have a feeling they could do rather well. We'll soon know, because here comes the returning officer.
The result for the constituency of Hammersmith Palais. The Goodies.
Bouncing party.
312 votes.
Lots of spoiled votes, very hard to make a cross whilst you're bouncing.
Sir Jonathan Peel.
Funky Gibbon.
3 votes.
He loses his deposit.
John, I'm no dummy Smith.
Standing party.
1,343,112 votes. And I declare Mr. John, I'm no dummy Smith, is duly elected as Member of Parliament for Hammersmith Palace.
And they've done it.
Whatsoever.
Cobblers!
These laws are to be enforced by the government's specially trained and ruthlessly efficient operatives, the Mirth Inspectors! Inspectors are hereby empowered to restrain any citizen found in the actual pursuit of pleasure, delight, amusement or entertainment, including all forms of diversion, pastime, pleasure, high life, hot time in the old town tonight, carnival,
fiesta, orgy,
all sprees, hijinks, junkies, junk, guests and gates, romps, rollicks, skylarks, rollicks, tricks and foolishness. All exaltation, celebration, dissipation and jubilation are henceforth and forever banned, barred, tabooed, out of bounds and against the law of the land. And now for a look at the weather.
And so Merry England suffered under the cruel tyranny of their standing organization. The people grew bitter and dismayed with the new laws. But meanwhile, in nearby Sherwood Forest...
Where are the goodies? Yes, the goodies! If you feel sad cause times are bad, well here we come to make you glad.
You'll have more fun than you've ever had.
Hey! We're the goodies, yes the goodies. Oh, the goodies are coming for you. Ha 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 ha. We're the goodies, yes the goodies. Oh, the goodies are coming for you. Ha 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 ha.
Oh.
Sorry, sir, but whatever we do, these damned elusive goodies, these outlaw entertainers, these phantom pranksters, they appear from nowhere and start entertaining people. At least they try to. We stop them, of course, always. Well, nearly always. Well, when I say nearly always, we do stop people laughing at them. Most people. Some people. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Prohibition, the statute that was to turn 80% of law-abiding citizens into lawbreakers. Behind this wave of law violation were the so-called bootleggers, and foremost among them were the goodies, now known as the unmentionables, illegal entertainers who peddled old-fashioned comedy routines and made people laugh whether they wanted to or not. The authorities were finally to sit up and take notice of their activities after the events of February 14th, St. Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
men of this type, there was only one place they could feel free and relaxed, the underground haunts known as joke easies. And it was in these dives they plotted to overthrow the government. And day by day, they gained strength as they built up an organization of once famous entertainers.
Right. How many of you found it today, boys?
I've got three. Val Dunican, Jimmy Savile, Harry Seacombe.
Great. I've got Cliff and Silla.
Hey, they do say that Eric and Ernie are in town.
Shush. Hurry back, Eric and Ernie. If we could get them on our side.
Leave it to me.
There's plenty more where they came from, too. Just finding them, though, isn't it?
Yeah, sad, isn't it? Once they were all big stars, household names. Now they're forced to scrape a living as best they can. Humiliated, forgotten, cast aside like a half-chewed Liberty bodies. Seek them out. Wherever they are, we'll find them and put them back at the top, where they belong. Hang on, boys! We're coming for you! We remember! We won't let you down!
Great! Great!
What?
Hey?
Listen, let's get out and find some more.
Excuse me, Mr. Cooper, we've got a better job for you.
I'll bring him back.
Look, there's Doddy.
What? Oh. There's Rolf.
Overwhelming vote of no confidence. Entertainers set to take the field. Government topples. At long last, the entertainers were poised to seize power, but after so long in the wilderness, there was one thing that no one had bargained for.
Now, for the last time, you can't have forgotten how to do it. Come on, let's hear it. Just like that. You say it.
Just like that.
Look, it hasn't been that long, for heaven's sake. Just do the laugh. Just the laugh.
My name is Tommy Cooper. Just like that.
Ha, ha, ha. Just like that.
Shut up. Just the same as the rest of them, aren't you? You've all forgotten how to do the voices.
It's not easy.
I'm sorry, it's not good enough. Now, come on, let's hear it.
Let's hear what?
Dear, what? Well, from you for a start, how about... By Jove, Mrs., what a beautiful day. What a beautiful day for going outside with a handful of sage and onion and stuffing it up the parson's nose.
By Jove, Mrs.
Excuse me, sir. I think I can do that.
You can?
Yes, my name is Tommy Cooper. Just like that. Ha!
Pathetic. Come on, do your... Work at it. Now, you give me Timey Kangaroo Down, sport.
I'm awful sorry, Jimmy. I can't do it.
Come on, as it happens, and how's about that, then?
Ladies and gentlemen, I am flabbergasted. Never has my flabber been so ghastly.
Terrific, pussycat.
Nice.
And if we turn your telescope on the western sky tonight... If you train your telescope on the western sky tonight...
Tonight, we'll be taking a look at...
What is the matter with you lot? And you? I expect better than this from you, you know. Where's all the bring me sunshine in your... I should put my feet up, no, they hurt. Get out of that, little Ernie Wise.
Oh, cozy. Hey, I'm on a minute.
Pardon?
I've remembered how to do it.
At last, one of you's actually got it right.
If you train your telescope in the western sky tonight, you'll be able to see Hull Kingston Rovers, who today scored a great victory over Rochdale on it with a couple of magnificent tries. Not a bad lot of Rochdale, but a few early bats for some of the lads after a little bit of nonsense.
Mind your missus. Is that right?
I'm sorry. I've done all I can.
You can't stop now. Look, we've won. The Entertainers' Party is now in power. Tomorrow is the state opening of Parliament.
Parliament? That lot, they're useless.
Shut up! Look, who's going to run the country now? Tell me that.
It's all right, don't worry. That lot.
Good evening, and tonight in Nationwide we're looking at a political situation that's entirely new to Great Britain. For the first time in our history, we find ourselves the subject of a puppet government, and in the studio tonight to answer questions on some of the topics raised by this situation, we have the Prime Minister. Good evening, Prime Minister. Some of your critics might perhaps suggest that the responsibility of running the country may be outside your previous political experience. What to your critics? Oh, yes, I see. Well, at this stage, perhaps we should bring in the newly appointed Home Secretary. Good evening, Home Secretary. Do say hello to the Prime Minister. Now, perhaps I could begin by raising a point which was made earlier. I'm sorry, what was that, Prime Minister? You want to play your xylophone? No, please, you must... Stop it, Home Secretary. Prime Minister.
See, I told you you couldn't trust them.
Right, that does it. Come on.
Great.
Right.
Where to? You puppets, I think you know why we're here.
Well, so do we. Yes. Yes.
Go on!
Well, I'll go on. Now, all you puppets have been behaving very badly.
Haven't they been behaving badly, boys and girls?
Get on with it.
Yeah, I will. Now, look, I know all you puppets were only trying to help, but I'm afraid you got out of hand. Get it? Out of hand. No. Well, look, we're here to ask you very nicely and politely to stop it. All right?
You know it makes sense. What do you say to that, eh?
Naughty old Hector!
Oh!
Thank you.
coup, the three... Excuse me.
Sorry, I'll read that again. Following the coup, the three major political parties have agreed on the interim measure of a coalition government pending a general election.
There you are, you see. You can't beat democracy. It'll be just like the good old days.
Leaders of the parties met today to pledge their support for the coalition government.
One, a two.
Come into town, get nothing.